Hallelujah. 35th anniversary, Southwest Believers Convention. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Number 36 coming up. Praise God. And I've been to every one of them. Anybody else that's been to all of them? May I see your hand? Every one of them? Yeah. Glory to God. Amen. That's Savelle. I mean, he's always here. Amen. And so's Gloria. Yeah. She's been to every one of them. Glory to God. I'm so blessed today. It is a good day to be a believer. I'm a believer, not a doubter. Amen. And the next time you see me, I'll be a believer and not a doubt. And 100 years from now you see me, I'll be a believer and not a doubt. And 1,000 years from now you see me, I'll be a believer and not a doubt. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Open your Bibles with me to the 118th Psalm. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Psalm 118, and let's look at the first verse. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Well, okay, what are we giving thanks for? For He is good. Because His mercy endures forever. If His mercy did not endure forever, this building would be empty this morning. There wouldn't nobody be here. Glory to God. Every one of us would have been doomed if His mercy didn't endure forever. I remember the day that scripture took hold in my spirit. His mercy endures forever. That plus one other scripture that really did it for me, because I was laboring under the idea that, well, you know, before I got saved, thank God I got saved. Thank God I'm going to heaven. Glory to God. And I just so thrilled over it. But, you know, I mean, after the way I ran from God and the way I treated Him and all of that, I probably just send away my opportunity to preach or to do anything like that. But thank God I'm going to heaven. But I found a scripture that said Christ died for the ungodly. Thank you, Lord. And I qualified. Amen. Those were my qualifications. I got on an elevator one time in a meeting where we were having a meeting in a hotel, and this person said, Brother Copeland, what's your background? I said, sin. I didn't know anything else. Glory to God. I was raised in church, but I mean, somehow none of it stuck. But it wasn't Mama's fault. I mean, she's the one who kept me from going to hell, you know. Look at it again. Give thanks unto the Lord. Why, Lord? For He is good, because His mercy endures forever. That same word, mercy, is compassion. Amen. Now then, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. We're not making enough of this. We're not talking about it enough. About His goodness and His mercy. He's good. He's good all the time. He don't ever wake up and be not good. But you know why? Because He never sleeps. Amen. Well, I don't ever wake up and He be not good. He's good. He is good. And His mercy endures forever. His compassion, He is full of compassion. Amen. He doesn't have to work something up, you know, just on account of you or me. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in all of Achaia. Grace be to you, and peace. Look at that. Grace be to you, and peace be to you. Where from, Paul? From God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God. If you're expecting something from God, it's going to be peace. He's now don't expect something bad from Him. Don't expect something hard from Him. Don't expect something that's going to, you know, bend you out of shape somewhere. No, it's going to be peace. If it comes from God, it's going to be peace. If it comes from God, it's going to be good. If it comes from God, it's going to be mercy. If it comes from God, it's going to be compassion. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, what is it, Mr. Paul? Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. I think somebody ought to just praise Him right now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Now then, let's go to the book of Acts. In praying about this convention, seeking God about the flow of it, and the services that I will be ministering, and to just the meeting itself, and what God expects, and what we expect from Him, and so forth, and spending many hours in prayer, especially particularly in the Spirit, in tongues, and Acts chapter 5, verse 12. By the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest, durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one. Now you can go back to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you can find scriptures where it said, and Jesus healed them all. Yeah, but this is after Jesus has already been to the cross, already been raised from the dead, and seated at the right hand of the Father. Praise God. He prayed, the Father did exactly what He said He was going to do, and the Father sent the Holy Spirit just like Jesus said He would. Glory to God. And He said, those that believe on Me, the works that I do shall He do also, and greater works than these shall He do, because I go to My Father. Well, He went, and He did exactly what He said, and the Holy Ghost is here. Praise God. And we look at those other verses of Scripture that said, and Jesus healed them all. Yeah, some guy rolled up one side of their mouth and said, but you know, that's when Jesus was here. Yeah, but this isn't. Now, this was in the streets of Jerusalem. Glory to God. Amen. And they were healed. Every one. That's what's going to happen in this meeting. Between now and Saturday night, the power of God is here to heal everybody that needs healing of any and everything they need healing from. Hallelujah. It's shouting time in the household of faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, I enjoy the 9 o'clock Monday morning group. Mm. Hallelujah. All sin. See, sickness and disease is a result of sin. All sin, all sickness, all poverty, all suffering of any kind is the result of satanic hatred of the human race. Amen. All redemption is the result of the great love that God has for all mankind. The result of His goodness, the result of His mercy, the result of His huge heart. Everybody knows this verse, glory to God, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Why? That they that believe on Him should not perish.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
Well, sickness and disease is perishing coming to pass. Amen. It's part of death. Well, I'm here to tell you this morning, my dear friend and my brother and my sister, I'm here to tell you this morning, Jesus is here. His mercy is here. His goodness is here. His Spirit is here. His name is here. His blood is here. His Word is here. And all of His family is here. Glory to God. And healing is here. Praise God. Healing is for everyone. Everyone. Healing is for everyone. Amen. There's no scripture in the Bible, in my opinion, that says that. No scripture that says healing is for everyone greater than Galatians chapter 3 and the 13th verse. So let's turn over there. Let's look at this. Galatians 3, 13. Hallelujah. Well, yes, Lord, I'll do that. Hold your place there. Thank you, Lord. And let's look in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts. And we'll read that before we read Galatians 3. Acts chapter 10. Verse 36. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, He is Lord of all. What did He preach? Peace. Amen. He is Lord of all. That word, I say you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, who went about doing good, who went about doing good. He is good and His mercy endures forever. He is good and His compassion endures forever. He is good and filled with compassion. Hallelujah. He is a compassionate Savior. He is a compassionate healer. Hallelujah. Went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That settles the question. Sickness and disease is not from God. Jesus was from God. God was with him, going about doing good. Is sickness good?
No.
No. Is disease some kind of blessing?
No.
There are people that say that it is. But they either don't know or they... Well, I don't want to get into that. No, that stuff doesn't come from God. What comes from God? Well, there it is right there. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed. So sickness and disease is oppression. It's not blessing. It's oppression. From whom? Of the devil. So everybody that Jesus healed was oppressed of the devil. Amen. So that puts the devil in his place. And I'll tell you what. Yes, sir, I'll do that too. I'm going over to Galatians there in a minute. I just work here, you know. I do what I'm told. But I do like my job. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. In the 10th chapter of John, Jesus laid it out for us just as plain. In verse 10, the thief cometh not. Who's the thief? Who's the oppressor? Where did sin come from? Where does sickness come from? Where does poverty come from? The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. Good. Good. He went about doing good. He's the good shepherd. What does the good shepherd do? He heals the sheep. That's what he does. Glory to God. I don't preach me happy. Glory to God. Well, I was happy before I got here. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Doesn't say nothing about the good shepherd making the sheep sick. I'll tell you what, if a shepherd worked for me and made one of my sheep sick, I'd fine. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Now we can go to Galatians 3. Most are familiar with this scripture, but we're going to get some fresh heaven released insight into these verses. Oh, glory. Verse 13, Christ, wait a minute. Anointed one, his anointed Messiah, Christ, hath redeemed us. Underline the word redeemed. Make some notes about it. If you're keeping notes, draw pictures around it. Whatever you do in your Bible. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing... So now we're talking about a curse, but now we're talking about a blessing. Well, it's pretty obvious which one I want. Amen. I'm not going for curses. I'm done with that. Okay. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. All right, let me ask you something. If he was made a curse for us, God laid on him the curse of breaking the law. That curse is threefold. spiritual death, sickness and disease, poverty and debt. The threefold cord of the curse. Amen. The threefold cord of redemption is Jesus the Savior, Jesus the Healer, and Jesus our High Priest Melchizedek. Hallelujah. Who delivered us from poverty and debt. Hallelujah. Amen. So now, think about this a moment. If God laid on him sickness, disease, death, poverty, if God laid on him that curse, it would be a miscarriage of justice if he laid some of it on me or you. I don't want a God like that. I had one like that. To hell with him. That's the only thing I can say. I'm done with him. And glory to God. I'll tell you something else. He's done with me. Amen. Now he tries to come tag me with all this kind of stuff and all that just like he does you. But the scripture says resist him steadfastly in the faith and he will flee. Hallelujah. Whew, I'm so far ahead of what I... Let me go back here and regroup now. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus, the anointed, the Messiah, the Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith, that we might receive what God promised Abraham. Hallelujah. And there wasn't anything in that blood covenant that he made with Abraham that he didn't say one thing to Abraham about making him sick. He talked to him about redeeming him from sickness and disease. Amen. Now, I know I'm riding this pretty hard, but I'm just getting started. Amen. We're going to put this old dog out the back. Amen. Yes. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now watch this. Let's go over there. Deuteronomy 28. Now there's something that we're going to talk about here. This first verse carries in it very vital information about any person who is heir to the blessings of God. And we're not talking about blessings. Now, this is going to refer to that. We go all the way back to Genesis, where God blessed Adam. He blessed him. Now this blessing was and still is all inclusive. Nothing was left out of it that Adam needed to be fruitful, to replenish the earth. Now, to replenish the earth, just to the casual reader, that you know, that be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. It just sounds like, well, you know, he's just supposed to have a lot of babies and put a lot of people on the earth. Well, that's only part of it. Because you get a lot of babies and a lot of people, you're going to have to replenish something. Because they're going to eat it all. They're going to wear it all. They're going to tear it all. They're going to need some replenishing. You understand? The earth is needing replenishment right now. Ozone is not the problem. Global warming isn't the problem. Even if global warming was the problem, your car exhaust didn't cause it. And a windmill ain't gonna fix it. Amen. Glory to God. No. It's not a natural problem. It's a spiritual problem. What's wrong with it? It's old. The scripture will tell you that. 8th chapter of Romans will tell you that. That the whole creation is crying out. It's groaning. For what? For a manifestation of the sons of God. Why? Because they have the blessing. What does that do? That replenishes the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. So the blessing, the blessing. Let me give you something that helped me immensely. Some years ago, when the Lord started talking to me about the blessing. And I don't know why I didn't get it before then, but better late than never. And I just saw it. It just came up before me. Wow. This blessing he spoke on Adam is the blessing of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Jesus, James, John, Peter, Paul, Barnabas, and Kenneth. Amen. It's the same one. And it rocked me back. So every time since that day, just to mark my own thinking, every time I write, text, in a letter, wherever, if I just make a note, I write bless or blessed or blessing, all capital letters. In my mind, it is the blessing. I don't want to get away from that. It is the blessing. Now, if you will look at English, Genesis chapter 1, translated by Jewish translators, it will say, your King James Bible says, in the beginning, God. Their translation says, in the beginning, the blessed one created. Oh, hey. Well, that just said volumes, didn't it? That shows you how he did it. It was his blessing power. Well, it had to have some kind of name on it. Amen? We're talking about the power that brought this whole universe into existence. Hallelujah. And it's living in you and me right now. And the Word stirs it up. And the Word feeds it. And I just followed this along and I realized every miracle Jesus did was the blessing in operation. Everything he preached was the blessing. He preached the blessing. The other folks were preaching the curse of the law. He was preaching the blessing of Abraham. It was the blessing that raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. And if you'll read the Gospel of Luke, it was the blessing that lifted and carried him out of this planet. Whoa, glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, when you realize that, look, I want you to notice what this Deuteronomy 28:1 says. Because it is the blessing of Abraham that in the blessing of Abraham, there are blessings in every area of life. Every area. I don't care whether you're coming in, going out. I don't care whether you're in the city or in the country. See, the blessing on you, the blessing. This is what is referred to as it is God that giveth the power to get wealth. Amen. Amen. What is that power? The blessing. Amen. So now, look at this. This first verse is vitally important. It shall come to pass. Oh, I like that. If you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do all his commandments. Now, why is he saying this? Why did he put forth those commandments? Why did he put forth these observations? Why did he make this covenant? Because he wants to bless. He's not looking to curse anybody. He's wanting to bless somebody in the middle of a cursed world. Amen. Hallelujah. To observe and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. All these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Now you notice it didn't say, and he will come and bless you. No. He's already blessed you.
That's right.
He's already blessed you. He's already blessed you. Every time I start talking about it, particularly I start talking about the old covenant, the first testament, I see this big umbrella. And it is just raining something terrible, but we're under the umbrella and we're so nice and snug up under there with our Father and everything just running nice. There's always some fool that wants to get outside the umbrella for some reason or other. And it just happened to start hailing when you stuck your head out there. Now, I'm the fool I was talking about, you understand? There's a good friend of mine, Cajun fella. No, I'm not talking about Jesse. Oh, yeah, let's say it was Jesse. No, if I did, I'd be lying about it. I heard him tell his son, he and his son and my son, John, at that time, both of them 13 years old, and we were down at their place down in Louisiana on a duck hunt. And I heard him tell his son, Kip, he said, "Boy, if I want to send a fool, I'd have gone myself." So when I'm talking about a fool that stepped out from under that umbrella, it was myself. You understand? Amen. But like Gloria said, it rain on anybody to get out in it. Now, he said, see, he's already blessed. So, blessed shall you be in the city. Okay, I'm already blessed. And the Lord said, go to the city. So I go to the city and here come the blessings. He didn't have to say, hold on, Kenna, be blessed. Now you can go to the city. No, he already done that. Are you flowing with me here? All right. And you can go down through all of this whole wonderful list. What abundance, what prosperity, what, oh, just wonderful. Now you come over here to the 14th verse. Thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. It shall come to pass, if you won't listen to me, to observe and do the commandments which and the statutes which I command thee this day, all these curses shall come on you and overtake you. It doesn't say nothing about him cursing you. The curse is there. Thanks to Adam, the curse is there. Amen. It's there. So when you step out of God's territory over in the Satan's territory, you're going to get hit. I mean, that's what he does. And I've had one fellow brought this to my attention. He said, well, you see, God uses the devil to put sickness and disease on people because he needs to teach them. Hold it. Back up just a little bit here. The devil is not the teacher of the church. The curse is not the teacher of the church. Now, all of you that are parents, it would be horrible and terrible. And we have laws to protect children from people that had put some kind of sickness on their child to teach them something. That's child abuse in the highest form. I told John one day, ever since John's been big enough to know what a knife was, he likes them. And I can't imagine why. But anyway, you know, he and I both have knife collections and all that. But he was just a little boy. And there's a little pen knife thing that he was trying to get the thing open. I said, John, now wait a minute now. I said, this thing's pretty sharp. And so I opened it up and I demonstrated to him how sharp it is. And I said, now, son, I don't want you using this without Daddy's here to help you. Okay? And I talked to him. I showed him, you know, that this thing will hurt you. Yes, sir. And so a little while went by and, man, I heard him. I went running down there in the kitchen. He got that thing just part of the way open. And then it shut back down on his thumb. And then he's trying to get it out of there. And he really did a number on his thumb. Now, would I have been a good father if I had not taken that opportunity to teach him? Necessary for me to teach him in that situation. But I didn't do it.
Right.
I didn't say, boy, let me show you how sharp I am. But that's what people accuse God of doing.
That's right.
And even today, I mean, that thing's been put a long ways out from what it was, say, 60, 70, 80 years ago. It was huge. It was prevalent in the church that God did this, God doing that, God doing it. And, but still, people even that know better, still thinking, well, may, you know, yeah. No. No.
No.
No. Amen. Hallelujah. Now notice this. All these curses shall come on you and overtake you. The curse was already here. It's here now. The blessing of the Lord is here now. Hallelujah. So that is so important, because when we get into particularly the English translations of this chapter, as you read down, curse shall be in the city, curse shall you be in the field, curse shall you be in the basket, curse shall you be in the store. And you can see that it's just the opposite of what we were reading on the other side, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed the fruit of your body, and so forth. Now, but you come down, verse 21, or verse 20, the Lord shall send upon you cursing, vexation, rebuke, and so forth. And verse 21, shall make a pestilence cleave unto you. Verse 22, you'll be smitten with a consumption, or the Lord will smite you, and so forth. There's been a lot of discussion about this. There's a lot of discussion about the verbs used and so forth. But I want to take you today to the scripture that just bottom lines the whole thing. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Let's go over to the book of Isaiah. Here is another one. Nowhere near enough is being said about this. Turn to Isaiah 53. Very familiar scripture. Verse 4, surely he hath borne our griefs, carried our sorrows. Those Hebrew words translated grief and sorrow. He has borne our griefs, our sicknesses, our diseases, weaknesses, pains, and sorrows. Glory to God. Now the word sorrow, that same word includes toiling. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. That word, toiling, the curse came, and man had to eat by the sweat of his brow. And there's a whole lot of believers that still think that the truth today. Now, you're supposed to work. You don't work, you don't eat. But you're not working. You are not working, toiling for a living. It's very simple. How did you get saved? By grace through faith. Right? Well, did you earn your salvation? Did you toil for it? People that have tried to toil for it have spent years, and some of them went to hell trying to work their way through it, and just never did get there. Why? Because it don't work that way. It's just that simple. Well, let me ask you something. Can you toil and work and earn your healing? No. Well, how does it come? By grace through faith. What about the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Can you earn that? Well, how does it come? Grace and faith, right? Well, what made you think you had to earn your living? Amen. No, our living is by grace through faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you didn't know whether you want to swallow that or not. Well, swallow hard, dear heart. Wash it down with the scripture. Amen. Now we're getting somewhere here. Now watch this. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we're healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed. Now remember what he did? He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Now he is under that same oppression. He is bearing that oppression. He was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. Oh, you ought to draw something around that. You ought to mark that, highlight it. In three colors, glory to God, red, white, and blue. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his deaths. That's the death is plural. Because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. It pleased him to bruise him. Are you hearing me? It pleased him to bruise him. And with those bruises, we are healed. Same word translated stripe, translated bruise. It's actually bruise all the way down through there. It pleased him to bruise him. Why? So he could heal you. That ought to put a smile on your face this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now then, stay with me now. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. That's us. Glory to God. See his seed. He'll prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great. He shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing, and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with trial. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitation. Spare not. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and your seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither shalt thou be confounded. For thou shalt not be put to shame. Thou shalt forget the shame of your youth and not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. Hallelujah. For thy maker is thy husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. Thy redeemer. Remember I told you to underline that word? He has redeemed us from the curse of the law. That is all that sickness, all that disease. In Deuteronomy 28, 61st verse said, all sickness and all disease not written in this book of the law come on you. All sickness, all disease. That is the punishment for breaking the law. But he's redeemed us from that punishment. Hallelujah. The Redeemer is talking here. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Verse 5 again. For thy maker is thine husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. Thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth shall he be called. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit and a wife of youth when thou wast refused, saith thy God. Now this whole 54th chapter is speaking to you and me. This is talking about he saw his seed and prospered. That's when God raised him from the dead, right there. And here we are. Amen. The redeemed. Say, I'm redeemed. You think you're going to shout over that? You just wait a minute. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. What is that small moment? 3 days and three nights in the belly of hell, where that curse was destroyed. Great victory occurred. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. In a little wrath, I hid myself from thee for a moment. That is during that time. That was during that time. But with everlasting kindness. Now, the English Bible loses the impact of the word translated kindness. In English, that's just, you know, it's just a nice guy. But not in Hebrew. It's talking about covenant loyalty. My hesed. This is in blood between you and me. There's blood between God and the body of Christ. There's blood here. There's blood promise here. Every promise in that Bible is blood bought, blood washed, blood backed. Hallelujah. Irrevocable, irreplaceable covenant with God. Hallelujah. Oh. And when Jesus said, you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you, that's back in blood. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So why are you going off worrying about what you're going to eat, wear, and put on? I said, no, it's in my covenant. Hallelujah. All right. My Lord God. But with everlasting covenant integrity. Everlasting covenant. Everlasting. Everlasting. Yes. Everlasting. Yes. Ever, ever, everlasting. Ever, everlasting. Ever, 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 everlasting. Everlasting. Everlasting covenant integrity. Will I have mercy on you?
Whoa, my.
So you fouled up. Repent, dummy.
Yes, sir.
Don't be standing around there, oh, God don't love me. I'll shut your ugly mouth. I'm telling you, this is everlasting blood covenant mercy. Everlasting blood covenant goodness.
Hallelujah.
And you about to get shook plumb out of your socks. This settles forever and ever 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 and ever. This settles forever. For this is as the waters of Noah. Unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn I will not be wroth with you, nor will I rebuke you. He's not going to get mad and put the itch on you. And just see how long it'd take you to scratch your way out of it. There ain't no way he's going to do that. He swore. Do you think there's ever again coming a whole worldwide destroying flood? There ain't nobody in the whole world that's ever heard that verse that ever thinks there's ever going to be another worldwide flood. You can just stop off in any church anywhere of any kind and say, are we going to have another worldwide flood? Well, of course not. How come? Well, because, you know, God promised and said it wouldn't be, and then you got the rainbow, and then, you know, yeah. Well, that ain't all He promised. He promised mercy, goodness. I'm going to read it again. For the mountains shall depart, hills be removed, but my covenant hesed, my covenant mercy, my covenant integrity shall not depart from you, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. Oh, oh. Why, Lord? Because this is as the waters of Noah unto me. Jesus took that curse. Jesus bore that curse. There's no curse left that has the power. No curse. The curse is here, but it doesn't have any power anymore. You don't have to go to God to get the curse off of you. All you have to do is take the name of Jesus and resist the thing and it'll flee. Hallelujah. You don't have to beg God to have mercy on you. You don't have to beg God for anything. You're His child. You're family. You understand that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. It belongs to you. Healing belongs to you. This is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn I will not be wroth with you. I will not rebuke you. The mountains will depart and the hills be removed. But I'm still here. Glory to God. My covenant of peace can never be removed, saith the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Now, to just clench the nail on the bottom of the board that it is not God bringing these things. It is not God causing it. Look at this. All thy children shall be taught of the Lord. Great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness shall you be established. Have we been made the righteousness of God? Are we established there? Jesus saw to it. Thou shalt be far, say it, far, no, let's make it a little further, far from oppression.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Jesus went about healing all oppressed. Far from oppression. Why, Lord? Because you will not fear. Far from terror. That ought to wake you up this morning. Well, Brother Copeland, what about the terrorists? Well, what about them? Far from oppression. Far from terror. It shall not come near you. Listen now. Are you listening? Say, I'm listening. Behold, they, who is they? Oppression, fear, and terror. They shall surely gather together, but not by me. I didn't send the oppression on you. I didn't send the fear. I didn't send the terror. I sent Jesus. I sent the Holy Ghost. I sent the new birth. I sent the goodness. I sent the compassion. Glory to God. And I give you my word, I'll never be mad at you again. If you can't dance and shout about this, your wood's wet. I created the smith that blows the coals in the fire, that brings forth an instrument for his work. I created the waster. It doesn't say to destroy. I created the waster that destroys. God is saying, you know, the scripture said God created, he didn't create Satan, he created Lucifer. And he was perfect in all of his ways, and iniquity was found in him. God didn't put the iniquity in there. He invented it. Mm-hmm. That's the reason there's no redemption for him. He invented it. Amen. I created the waster that destroys, and I'll take care of him. That's what God is saying. No weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment you condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith God. Give the Lord a shout, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. You did it for us. You did it for us, and we receive it. We receive it right now. We receive it. We receive it. We receive it. Thank you, Lord. Woo, glory be to God.